Welcome to Realer Than Real Podcast. This is a revival. It's a podcast for real Christians, real talk, real life situations. And the guest speaker is you. Today is me. My name is Linnell Sparrow, Minister Linnell Sparrow. I'm your host today and your guest here on Real in the Real. Today's date is September the 8th, 2024. And our topic today is spiritual warfare, colon. You're not going through nothing. My goodness. I have been going through some major spiritual warfare, and it has been particularly in the spiritual realm. Like, some of it is manifesting through people, but some of it is directly spiritual. And the scripture today for me that has been a standout, and the reason why I'm up at 1:18 in the morning, for our spiritual weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. Paul was very, very bold in his statement. So I want to read that from the New Living Translation, which says, "We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments." This is what Paul is saying and how it's translated in a New Living Translation. In the New International Version, it translates as, "The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds." That's the ones I like. That's the one that I like. And then we have the King James Version, which states, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." And so this stronghold that Paul is speaking of, are strongholds, and with an S on the end, for Paul, he was the messenger, he was the deliverer of the gospel to the Gentiles. And so there were some strongholds that he was dealing with, particularly in the community of the Jewish community at that time, also with the various different gods that existed within the lives of people of different ethnicities, cultures, nations that they were from, that these people were coming together in one space. And Paul was standing in the middle of that space spiritually, preaching the gospel physically. And the gospel was tearing down barriers and beliefs that people had about our Creator that simply were not true. And they could not match with the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the work that He did at the cross. And so how does that apply to us today? Our warfare, colon, you're not going through anything. That applies today, and the things that you're going through that are challenges for you, but you know it's a part of your path. And they're like roadblocks. They're like roadblocks to a road that technically is either paved or the enemy doesn't want you to go down. It's either unpaved, and the enemy doesn't want you to have the strength to say, "I have the strength to do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen me. I can pave this road. I can grab my, whatever you use, hatchet or whatever, to cut the grass, to cut the weeds, get the chainsaw out, cut down the trees, uproot the tree from the roots so therefore it won't break up the ground once it's laid." It's that type of work that has to be done for some people. Well, today, over the last, I say, 45 days, I have been going through major tearing down of strongholds. And it's been a balancing act, to be real with you, knowing, okay, God, I've been through this before, so is this the moment that I'm supposed to exit this situation? Or am I supposed to stand in this situation? And am I supposed to stand and pull down the stronghold? Is that what we're doing here? Knowing and understanding the balance of what you're supposed to be doing in those spaces. Now, for me, there are some spaces that I'm in that God is trying to tell me, I believe, hey, it's time for you to transition out because I got some other things for you. You've learned what you're supposed to learn here, and you need to go ahead and cycle up. You need to elevate up. And so, knowing the timing of when to exit those situations has been like tedious to me in my thinking. I'm like, okay, am I exiting now? Should I prepare it now? You know, because there have been situations that God has given me the exit to go. And I was like, okay, well, let me turn in a 2 weeks notice. And he's like, no, I mean, go now. And it happens like a right now situation. And how do I know it came from God? Because afterwards is like the best thing that's ever happened to me. It has grown me. I've become stronger and I'm able to do more. And so now I'm in a situation where in I see God is working some great things in my life. And there are things that I'm connected to that is for the growth of the ministry, for the growth of the edification of the body of Christ. However, in those spaces, I see the strongholds, and I can see why people are not coming to church. I can see why people are not in a hurry to get their lives together in line with God, preparing for salvation, and it really breaks my heart. I can see why people are not being discipled, and I can see why how preaching, pastoring, evangelizing can be a profession for some people versus the actual calling that God has called you to, you know. And I say that not carefully. The pause was for the meditation. If you have to get paid for everything that you do, that's your profession. That was the pause is over. Okay. Now, if this is something God has called you to do, yes, the workman's worth is higher, right? That's the word, right? When God has placed you on assignment, there's no barrier that should be in the way of me making the decision, of me making the decision to do the will of God. Now, the enemy is going to bring barriers to stop us from doing the will of God, but I don't want that barrier to be in my mind and heart to say, well, they're not paying enough. These people are not going to get delivered today. This word is not going to be preached today. This person is not going to be healed today. The honorarium is not high enough. That's demonic. Preaching, working in deliverance ministry, sharing the gospel, evangelizing is not about the money. I mean, how hard are you willing to go? It's not about the money. Sometimes you have to give up your comforts in order to accomplish the goal that God has set for you to do. God has really taken me through these moments of understanding that. And I have come from very humble beginnings, but I was blessed to have and experiences in my life to enjoy luxuries of the world and in my world of what I consider luxury. And then I had a moment where they were taken away. And then I had a moment where it was restored. And in the restoration moment, I was there for like 10 years, right? But then it came to a point of now I get it. I get it, God. You allowed me to, you restore these things back to me for me to choose to say, I don't need that. I really don't need that. I don't need all of that. And make conscious decision for me to choose God, for me to choose my relationship, for me to choose I'm going to do the work if I'm staying in a five-star hotel or have to sleep in a car because I don't have the money to go and preach at this particular church and the church doesn't have the money, but they need this deliverance. How far are we willing to go for the sake of the gospel? How much are we willing to suffer? So, sometimes spiritual warfare is in you. You're part of the problem. Are you getting up praying? When God asks you to pray, are you too tired? Do you want to watch TV? When God is asking you to read your word and study, spend time with Him. Are you trying to get some self time, vacation time, beach time? When God is saying this is not the time to vacation, I need you to be girded up in your loins with truth I need you to come and lay with me at the altar. Are you redeeming the times that God has set for you? And so that type of spiritual warfare is internal. It's within us. It's within the being of who we are right now. And those walls have to come down first to give God a complete yes and be submitted unto the Lord. So first, the submission of our heart, mind, souls, our everything that is connected to us, families, jobs, money, houses, cars, hair, beautification, food, everything that we have should belong to the Lord and should be used to glorify Him. And it will be tested. It will definitely be tested. And so first beginning of spiritual warfare happens within us. And that's for me. This is not me being an expert speaking. I'm just speaking from my experience. And secondly, for me, and what I'm going through now is the transition. Well, really preparation for a transition. And me, I'm thinking, oh, I don't have it. I need to go back to the class and get it. And I do believe I do. But there are some things God wants to teach me directly. So that way, in being in a classroom setting, I completely understand, yeah, that is God, because that's been confirmed, right? You're confirming something that God has already shared. And then there's things that God wants to share that He's using through people. And He wants me to seek that thing out. He wants me to weigh it out. So that's not saying that it's not what that person is speaking is not of God. That's saying, let me go seek that out. Let me dig into the treasures of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And dig deep within myself to see, hey, where is truth in this? Yeah, I need this. Thank you for the seed, Lord. Let it grow according to your will, right? So those two forms of spiritual warfare, which is one is internal and another one is external. And the one I'm speaking of external is the preparation of elevation. Tearing down those strongholds so that you can elevate and that you're able to be in a setting of real warfare, which is now you're walking in your purpose and the enemy knows you're walking in your purpose. So he can no longer move internally. He can no longer move in the space of you trying to elevate. He's moving in the space of you trying to tear down the strongholds so that the people can receive the word of God and receive salvation. So, Paul in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, I look at how these people in Corinth clearly forgot that Paul was a killer, for real. He was not playing any games with people in the beginning before he came into the awareness of Jesus Christ, of being visited by Jesus Christ and the truth. He was not playing about his belief. He would kill you. And some of us are like that today. I'm just going to drink this water on that. Yeah. Some people will kill you, tear down your spirit, shut you down for what you believe. God wants us to, He wants to share the gospel and pray that people are persuaded, but you're supposed to be persuaded in your own mind. And Paul was not playing any games. They're kicking against the word of God. They're being blasphemous to the laws that the prophets has given. These people got to go. They're bringing them in. They're coming down. And if they resist, I got to take them out. We can't allow this to move forward. And Paul was completely sold out to that mission. So he didn't have a problem going in. He didn't have a problem going hard. He didn't have a problem taking people down. He did not have a problem being a soldier on behalf of the law. He had no problem doing that. So why would these people in Corinth think that he was trying to be big, bad, bold over some letter, pencil, and paper, and in real life, he wasn't about that life? So let's look and see what Paul wrote. In the New Living Translation, it says, 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Now I, Paul, appeal to you with the gentleness and kindness of Christ. Though I realize you think I am timid in person and bold only when I write from far away. Well, I am begging you now so that when I come, I won't have to be bold with those who think we act from human motives. We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey God. And after you become fully obedient, we will punish everyone who remains disobedient. Now, you know, a lot of people love Paul. I love Paul. I do. But think about it. Could you really been a student under Paul? Paul was bold. He was brassy. He definitely believed in what he was doing. And I believe in what he was doing. I'm just trying to figure out, how do these people forget who he was? They, sis, bruh, they forgot that you was bold before you got saved. You think they're taking your meekness for weakness. They acting like that, right? But we're not to be brassy outside of the Holy Spirit. So what is your assignment? You must know who you are. You must know what your assignment is. You must know what God has called you to. And thanks to Pastor Reverend Dr. Jamel Johnson today and his ministry of education through A. Aaron Educational Ministries, a class we took today, which was wonderful. I encourage anyone to contact Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and share your interest with A. Aaron Educational Ministries, because this is his calling. Teaching, educating is his calling, in all truth is his calling. And so with that being said, he shared today, you know, a definition of the will of God through dissecting the Lord's Prayer today. And in that dissection, he was like, you know what? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And that verse in verse 10, we really need to understand the kingdom. So we had to break down the kingdom in full understanding. And then it's like the will of God. When people say, is it God's will? How do you know what God's will is? And so breaking it down, you know, he gave a great definition and part of the definition to us along collaboration with us that, you know, the God's will is one, is going to be in line with God's word. And we need to know his word. Two, it needs not to go against God's word. So it needs to be in line with God's word. And we need to make sure that it's just dripping in love through relationship with God. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, we don't want to do it. This is the flesh. We're humans. We don't want to do it. But when that word that we believe and trust and honor so much, and out of relationship with God, we will turn and we will do it. And so that brings us into closer relationship with God so that we can be with him. That's the end goal, right? But between now and then, we want to share this gospel so people can have the same experience. Shout out to Reverend Dr. Pastor Jamel Johnson. He really doesn't care about all of that, but give honor where honor is due. The class was great today. So I share with you today that spiritual warfare is real right now. You're not going through anything. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are active in your belief. The enemy is coming for you because of what Paul just said, because of the will of God, because we destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture the rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey. Because our job is to ensure that people have an opportunity to know God. Jesus said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. But this word has to be preached across the world. So it is our job to preach the word of God. Now, that's one thing. Teach the word of God. That's another thing. But for real, before you even come into that, we got to be willing to live the word. And in living the word, we got to be willing to be real about ourselves, where we are, because the enemy knows where we are and he will meet you at your weakness. But the Bible says that when we are weak, God is strong in us. And so he'll cover us, but we must confess our sins. so that we're able, hallelujah, to not just repeat that sin, because repentance is required, okay? You got to change. You have to turn. We have to be able to confess that sin, identify that sin, confess that sin, and repent, turn away from the sin. And it takes the Holy Spirit to do that. Otherwise, you would have did it a long time ago. So to be effective in this war that we have in spiritual warfare, that you have, where God is calling you to be overcomers, because those are the only people that's going to see God. We have to first know God. So get into the word. We have to be in relationship with God. You have to be so in love with him, because I'm trying to tell you, knowing the word and not doing the word, ooh, dangerous place to be. But when you know the word and you're in relationship with God, there's no other team. There's no other team, no one greater. No one can do it like Jesus. He's going to cover you, protect you, shield you. And all else fails, he is life after death. So this is a win-win situation right here. But the enemy knows you as well. And he knows your weakness. He knows your fears. He knows what can stop you. So I encourage you today that you make a decision to submit to the Lord. That is going to require working and tearing down those strongholds within your own mind and within your eternal being. I encourage you to submit your entire being, internal and external, tangible things around you, things of the mind, things of this world. Give it all to the Lord. Let him use every bit of it so that you can be effective in the ministry God has called you to be in. Whether it's working on Wall Street and sharing the gospel to your clients and those around you and encouraging them in the work that they're doing, which is helping building the kingdom. Or if it's in the entertainment industry and you feel like you're the only one who's standing for righteousness, because there's things that you will not do. Or if you're a teacher and the educational system, the institution of education wants to limit you as a believer. God wants us to be as wise as serpents, but as harmless as doves. So I encourage you to submit your life unto the Lord today. At least learn about the Lord so you can see why submitting to the Lord can be so beneficial to you and everyone you come in contact with and everything that you touch. You can see the benefits of it through your relationship and submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I end this podcast today with that thought alone. Spiritual warfare is real. You're not going through anything? And if you are, you are supposed to be going through. That means you're effective in the kingdom and the enemy knows you're a threat. So I encourage you to submit your whole entire life unto the Lord so that he can use you effectively and you can wear a crown and possibly and hopefully enter into the gates of heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. That's my podcast for today. This is September. It is September the 8th. 1:41 a.m. This is Minister Linnell Sparrow, and I am signing off for Realer Than Real podcast, where it's a revival. Guest speaker is you, where we're having real life conversations, real talk about real issues for people who are real Christians trying to live this life. Have a good day.